Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
I am a Muslim.
Islamite.
Allah my Lord.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners, you're listening to IRIB English Radio.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
This is Youth Station. Choo 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 choo. It's the Youth Station for you. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haider. And here in the studio, we have with us dear sister Zainab.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
It's slightly different, Zainab.
I'm Zainab Sadat.
Sayyida?
Yes, yes, I'm Sayyida Zainab.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah.
Yes, I'm quite happy for participating in this show today.
God bless you. It's an
honour
and a pleasure to have you, dear sister.
Thank you.
So when the month of Ramadan is coming to a close, you do get this pain in your heart. You get this sadness. You know, you feel like, oh no, the month is finishing, even though throughout the month you're hungry, you're tired.
The month was quite blissful for us.
Mm.
And the month of Rahmah, the month of God's blessing and God's compassion. Definitely, I myself think that I did not take advantage of this month quite completely. And that's the case for me, because the more I recite Quran, the more I try to be a good person, the more I try to work on my character.
Mm.
I think it is still not enough. And I still need some more time to work on myself.
Yeah.
And considering this aspect, I really like this month and I really wanted to continue considering this aspect. But talking about fasting, talking about not eating, it's a natural thing that I cannot do my ordinary works that I did every day on the other months of the year. Considering these issues, it is a little bit of difficult. But when you see that what are you doing pleases God, that gives you a sense of pleasure, that gives you a sense of consent. You know, again, this feeling is acceptable and this feeling suffices for me. But, you know, as I said, it's just a little matter of the fasting that might seem difficult some days, that might, you know, when you prepare for iftar, me as a mother, when I have to deal with my child, my son is 3 years old, and when I have to just go after him, just feed him, just take him outside in order to play, and when I'm fasting and he goes to play, and you know what's
MashaAllah, God bless him.
Thank you.
But do you know anybody who is like, because as difficult as it might be for as many people who fast, do you know anybody who at the end of the month is like, oh, thank God it's over?
There might be people who do complain about, maybe they have not understood the depth of the value of this month. That might be this case.
Even common Muslims, when you ask them how do you feel about the month of Ramadan passing, they still feel like, oh, you know, I'm going to miss it.
You know, I said there are two aspects. Some people might focus on the other aspect of fasting and that feeling of tiredness and the feeling of hunger. And the others might go on the spiritual aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And that might seem normal, you know. It is not easy to fast for 15 hours and to just keep on.
Is it 15 hours?
Yes.
Quite a bit,
yes,
yeah.
That takes a lot of energy.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying, sister, about, you know, not understanding the depth of the month of Ramadan. And it's true, no matter how much effort you do make, you still feel like I've fallen short of what I could have accomplished in this month of Ramadan. But you know what? That was just recently. Even if I go back in my life to a time where I wasn't really trying to improve myself, I was just fasting because, you know, it's what Allah told me to do,
yes,
kind of thing.
Right? A religious obligation, right. Yeah.
But even back then, I still missed it. I still felt this sadness when the month is coming to an end.
Maybe that's a matter of habit. You know?
You think so?
Maybe we just get used to fasting. I have constantly heard of people around myself that when they fast at the beginning days of Ramadan, when they start to fast, especially at the first day of Ramadan, they just lose their manner, they just cannot tolerate. And that's the procedure that takes almost 5 or 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
I have personally witnessed people around myself that they start complaining at the beginning days, and they gradually, they get used to this.
Well, that's what happened with me this year. At the beginning of the month, it was very difficult.
Yes. I said it's somehow some sort of getting used to, some sort of gaining a habit, that you see that at the end of the month of Ramadan, people come to just, they get used to not eating. We don't feel much hungry at the end day.
SubhanAllah, it's actually a pattern that Allah is teaching us through it, because, you know, with every good habit that you pick up, every good deed that you try and do consistently, it's difficult at the beginning, but then eventually you get used to it. It becomes a part of your character, and you start enjoying it. And you don't like the idea of not doing that anymore.
Yes, and I somehow try to, I like to call it, you widen your soul. Your spirit becomes so heightened that you can tolerate any difficulty for the sake of Allah, for God's pleasure. And, you know, I like the feeling of Ramadan. And I really, especially on the nights of destiny, Layal al-Qadr, you can see that, yes, people just make a high spiritual connection with God. It cannot be described.
Well, some would say that the month of Ramadan is a kind of teacher.
Yes,
and it teaches us different things. So what were the lessons that you learned this Ramadan?
Well, I, you know, it's a type of repetition for us every year. With the beginning of Ramadan, we try to just change ourselves. We try to be better than the last year. We try to keep our good habits. We try to continue them on the other month of the year. I personally try to be more patient, especially with my life, with my son, you know, because one of the philosophies of the month of Ramadan is the patience that you have against hunger, against, you know, thirst. And that is a good practice for you to deal with other problems of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So patience is one of the great lessons that I have got from Ramadan, inshallah.
Every year your patience gets upgraded, your piety gets upgraded, your taqwa gets upgraded, your kind of endurance gets upgraded, lots of things get
upgraded. And the important point is to keep these good characteristics that you try for them, that you gain. The point is to keep them for the other months of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And in that way, that would be quite a great achievement.
All right,
for
now
you.
That's something I really need tips on. Like, okay, fine, I've done all this good stuff in the month of Ramadan. I've picked up some good habits. How do you continue that after the month of Ramadan?
It all requires practice. It all requires your, you know, when you intend to do something, when you try to do something, definitely you would gain that, and no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Just you have to try. You have have to keep in your mind that I am trying to be patient, to be more patient. I'm not talking about good habits. You can even leave or refrain doing sins. You can just quit doing backbiting.
I think if you realize how much of a blessing Allah has given us, how much He's purified us, how much He's helped us, that gives you a kind of sense of shame in, you know, damaging that which Allah has perfected for us.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Actually, this month was much more difficult than I remember it to be in previous years.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe it was the weather, maybe it was my diet, I'm not sure. But I just could not bring myself to do any work. At the same time, there's that sadness. Obviously, now I'm going to be able to do that work better and more efficiently. But I don't know how much barakah that work is going to have in it anymore.
Yes, and sometimes we try to do good things just because God, we know that it pleases God. We don't know how much deep is that good job. We just, as I said, we just do it without the deep knowledge of its nature. And I hope someday we will take advantage of what we have done, especially on Ramadan, because as God has said, the thawab or the blessing of doing a good thing in Ramadan is quite different from other months of the year. At the end of Ramadan, when the month of Shawwal starts, how do you know that all your deeds and all your a'mal have been accepted by God?
That's a very good question. Two things come to mind, actually. The first of them is see how if your behavior has changed, right? See if you've actually picked up good habits, which you're now going to continue. Right, you can tell yourself you've become a better person, but until you act upon that which Allah has guided you to, you don't know. You really don't know. And the second thing is, see if you're being pulled more towards good deeds and more away from bad deeds.
Yes.
It's as simple as that, really, isn't it?
Yes, that's a good sign, in fact. Yes, and I liked your answer.
God bless you. We tend to overcomplicate these things, and we go into like the philosophical depths of things, and we start saying, how do I know? How do I know if I'm a better person or not? Hold on a second. Just look at your a'mal. Look at the deeds that you're doing. And at the same time, don't become arrogant about it. It's always about that attitude, right?
Yes.
So there's a hadith, really important hadith, actually. The Holy Prophet ﷺ, he said that Allah prefers the bad deed, which makes a person remorseful and sorry for what they've done, to the good deed, which makes them arrogant and haughty.
Yes, you're right.
Why? See, this goes back to the attitude that Allah wants us to have. The Holy Prophet himself, while being ma'asum and having committed no sins at all, he would do istighfar 70 times before he stood up from a place. Right? What inspired the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt to do such istighfar, even though they had never committed sins? And part of that is because of the attitude that Allah wants us to have. If we can develop such an attitude, I think that would be the third thing, where we're constantly in a state of repentance and asking Allah to help us improve upon ourselves, that would be another indicator of whether we've become a better person or not. God bless you, sister. That's all we have time for, unfortunately. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners out there, if you're listening to this on the day of Eid, Eid al-Fitr, big, big congratulations to all of you out there from myself, from Sister Zainab, and from all of the team here at Youth Station. Fi amanillah, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because you are the one I call creator. My Alpha and Omega, my protector. defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. Aware when I need you, the light when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, and my love is strong.